in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I want to talk to you about speaking the same thing. And I'm not talking about speaking the same thing that y'all come on in. I know y'all missed the announcement that Valerie went to be with the Lord yesterday morning.
You know?
So y'all be in prayer about that family. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." And I suspect if we look over at chapter 3, look what Paul says to these Corinthians in chapter 3, verse 1. "And I, brethren, cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for heretofore you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there's among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? While one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man?" Now I want to stop there for a minute, and I want to go and I want to talk to you a little bit about what he said here. And one says, I'm of Paul. Okay, if we consider Paul, and Paul told us to consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Paul said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Well, Paul, what he said, he wrote down in 13 epistles in Romans to Philemon. So we consider what Paul says. Now, let's consider the apostle that's talking to us. Go to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Verse 16. This is the apostle Paul, "that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost." In other words, Paul is our apostle. Go to chapter 11. Chapter 11. I don't want there to be no doubt that who our apostle is. In chapter 11, verse 13, Paul said, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office." Well, Paul is our apostle. Go to 1 Timothy. Go to 1 Timothy. Chapter 1, 1 Timothy. Chapter 1, our apostle. Now, we're talking about speaking the same thing that Paul speaks. I'm not talking about speaking the things that the denominational speak out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, we're to follow our apostle. Paul said he is our example, and we're to follow him in word and deed. Whatever he did in word or deed, we follow him. And I know that the Lord appeared to the apostle Paul and told him when he died at Calvary, he had died for all of his sins. All of our sins are paid for. There are no sins that are not paid for. You understand? They're all paid for. Every one of them. So all of them were paid for. Paul's the first apostle to know this. The 12 apostles trained by the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John did not know why Christ would die. They knew he was going to die. The Old Testament scriptures wrote about him coming, how he'd be coming, how he would lived, how he would minister to these people, and that he would go to Calvary and die, and the third day he would be resurrected, and he would ascend back up to where God the Father is. They knew all of that, but they did not know Romans to Philemon. They had no idea about the Apostle Paul. Now, they knew about Hebrews through Revelation. They knew about these tribulation saints over here, who the tribulation was for and why, and they knew how long it would be by the book of Daniel and other places. They knew how long this period of time would be, but they did not know anything about a rapture of joint believers, of Jew and Gentile, in a body called the church, which is his body. They did not know anything about that. They knew about a church, but they did not know about a church which is his body, which is Christ's body. Now, of believers that believe that Jesus Christ died for all their sins. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Now, Paul had something committed unto him. We that are saved have something committed to us. You do not have to be a preacher to have something committed to you. If you know the gospel of Christ, if you know how you got saved, you have something committed to you that you can't get out of the denominational system. Now, look at this thing about Peter and Paul. Let's check out Peter here. Go to Luke chapter 24. I know Paul is our apostle. I know there was something committed to him. It's called the glorious gospel. It was committed to Paul. Now, in Luke 24, this is after Christ has been crucified, after he's been buried, and after his resurrection. Go with me to verse 36. Luke 24:36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that is I myself, handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet, and while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broil fish and of honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Well, beloved, you can't find anywhere from Genesis to Malachi anything about the body of Christ. You understand? Now, you can find in here the salvation of Gentiles that blessed the seed of Abraham, but you can't find anything in here about a body, a church, which is his body. It is not there. It's not even hinted about. Now, you can find about this church here of Jews, but you can't find this church, the body of Christ. It's not back there. Now, verse 45, very important. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. What scriptures? Now, I would be a nut to try to tell you that he opened their understanding in the scriptures that Paul wrote, Romans to Philemon. He didn't know anything about this at this time. It was not given to the 12 to know anything about this. The 12 are not in the body of Christ. You understand? We got grace preachers that say the 12 are in the body of Christ, and they are not in the body of Christ. They have a specific time over here after the tribulation. They will judge the 12 tribes of Israel over here, sitting on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's why there's 12 of them. I mean, this thing just works perfect. The scriptures that he opened their understanding to were written in verse 44. Look at the last part of verse 44. Which were written in the law of Moses. But where's the law of Moses at? Okay. They claim the first five books is the law of Moses.
Okay.
First, how many books?
Five.
Y'all know what the number five is?
Death.
Number of death. You know what's written in the first five books? What does the law bring?
Death.
Okay? Paul, the 13th apostle, wrote 13 books to the church, the body of Christ. And he said, rightly divide the word of truth. Paul's epistles, now listen to me, Paul's epistles must be rightly divided, because those who first trusted in Christ had covenant promises with Israel that we that are not in the covenants of promise do not have. They are not ours. Now we, all of us, according to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, are blessed with all spiritual blessings. You understand? Not earthly blessings. The meek, we're not. We're not Matthew 5:5. The Baptists can teach the Beatitudes all they want, and they ain't going to get none of them. They don't belong to them. They belong to Israel. If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, believing that He died for your sins, and that's all you are trusting for salvation, then the Holy Spirit knows your heart. The Holy Spirit will baptize you into the body. You will go out at the rapture. God will deal with Israel in the tribulation. Those that go through the tribulation will go into the thousand-year millennial reign. And those Gentile nations over here that blessed the seed of Abraham in the time of Jacob's trouble, they will go into the tribulation. They will have Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 through, preached to them. And they will preach to them, and they will tell them to do all the things that Jesus Christ told them back here. Now, he said, go to Luke 24, verse 44 again, and he said unto them, do y'all know who the them is? Look at verse 33. Jump of Luke 24, verse 33. And they arose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them. Now, go back to verse 44. And he said unto them, well, I know there's 11 there, plus two, plus some more. You understand? If Paul is not there, the Apostle Paul is not even saved at this time. Now, verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. Now, let's look at some of the words that were spoken by the Lord to these people. Go to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, go to verse, for time's sake, let's come over to verse 19. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither knew me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. In other words, it ain't time for him to go to Calvary. Now, come to verse 26. I have many things to say to you and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Then understood They understood not that he spake unto them of the Father. Go over to chapter 17, John chapter 17. Now let's see who he's talking to. He is not talking to the church, the body of Christ. It's very clear. John 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifest thy name unto the men. Now he did not say, I have told them that I died for their sins. Did he say that?
No.
He said, I have manifest thy name. You know what that will match? You got any idea what that will match right here? Hold your place here and go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Let's go to chapter 16. I apologize. Chapter 16, verse 13. Chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, whom the men say that I, the Son of Man, am. And they said, some said thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered, said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now watch what Jesus Christ tells this Peter. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Who revealed to Peter who Jesus was? Did some man tell him, hey, that's Jesus? I saw him riding in on the donkey, and I read Zechariah 9:9, and he told me how to recognize the Lord? No, beloved. They said, no, this ain't our king. Crucify him. I was listening to radio coming here this morning, and there's somebody on there telling us that we are looking for the king to come. I'm not looking for the king to come. Now listen, to say the same thing that they say, that's wrong. I'm not looking for the king. I'm looking for the Savior to change my vile body. Israel's looking for a king after the 7-year tribulation over here. I knew a man years ago from up North Alabama that was here in Mobile. Your daddy knew him. Learned a lot from him. Jarna Williams. He had a plaque at Forest Park Bible Church. Had a conference down there. And he had that plaque spread out up there. And he said that we must worship Jesus as the king. No, we do not worship him as the king. He's the head of the body. You understand? He's the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord owner. Jesus, Jehovah, Christ, the anointed. He is the head of the body, as this head is the head of this body right here. He's the head of it. I got many members. This body has many members of believers, not that believe in his name only, but believe that he died for their sins. You understand? Look what the Lord tells Peter here, Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why do you believe that Jesus Christ told him the gates of hell will not prevail against that church? You got any idea? Well, let's just do this here. Let's just say right here is hell. There's the flames of hell here. Here's Abraham over here. Will you say that's Abraham's bosom? This is the lower hell over here. There's a place called in Deuteronomy 32, the lowest hell. There's flames in this place down in torment. And in between these two places here, there's a great gulf. See, you know what I hear the word gulf? You know what I think about? I think about the gulf. The water is water. You know why I think about water? Luke chapter 16. Now we're talking about saying the same thing that Paul said. Paul never told us that we had to go to hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail against this church right here. That Jesus Christ is the foundation of this church. He's the rock that this church is built on, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This church is going to go down, but they'll be down here. Well, I got need to move this hour. This church is going to go down here. Those that are saved into Abraham's bosom. Those that are lost will go down into here like the rich man into the flames of fire, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And at the great white throne judgment over here on the other side, death and hell will give up its dead, and those that were not found written in the book of life from the foundation of the world will be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever, and there's no way out of it. The rich man, he's down here in hell. Lazarus dies, he's in the bosom of Abraham, and the rich man looks over here and sees Father Abraham. Now he is a Jew. God's chosen people. He's a Jew. He said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus over here that he can dip his finger. And I can see him saying, when you pass that water, bring a little water on your finger and cool my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. Do you understand? When Valerie left her body yesterday morning, she went to eternity somewhere. And she had a testimony of salvation. She is not in the flames of fire. If you leave your body today without a testimony of salvation, you will bust hell wide open and you will be in the flames of fire for eternity. You will come up at the great white throne, and God will say to the angels, take that person and cast them into the lake of fire. I never knew you. Can you imagine a life forever that never stops in torment? I can't handle 4 or 5 minutes of torment. I don't know about y'all, but beloved, they ain't but one. And listen to me. The world says that, well, you know, the Baptists, they going this way, and the Methodists, they going on this railroad track, and the Catholics, they're going on this road, and the Baptists, they are on this road, and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they are on that road. We're all going to heaven. I'll be John Brown if that ain't a lie.
Amen.
Paul told you in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. You know where the lost go? They go to hell. Do you know why this church can't go to heaven? Why it's going to go down into hell, and there's gates and there's bars down there. There's different levels of this thing down there. You know why? The blood of bulls and goats can't take away their sins. Hebrews, that's what the book of Hebrews is about. Jesus Christ came that he could take away their sins, and he went down there and he preached to some people down there in the spirit when he died. He left his body and he went down there and preached to those people down there.
Did people in Abraham move?
Yes. And I suspect some others down there heard him. You know what I think about when I think about that? I think about Paul and Silas in the book of Acts, chapter 16. Paul and Silas had been put in prison for casting a demon out of a woman that was making her master as much money by soothsaying and all this kind of stuff. And Paul cast the devil out of her, the evil spirit that was in her, causing her to say the truth. You know, that all lets people know that women are not called to preach, but they don't pay no attention to the scriptures. So Paul and Silas, they're in prison. You know what they're doing? They're singing. Singing praises to the Lord. And you know what you, and it's just so, you know, the man just figured this thing out, and he said, you know, we better make it real simple for people to understand it when we write this Bible, that the prisoners heard what they were doing. Do you know people are listening to you? Do you? Do you know people listen to you through your walk? Not necessarily just your words. Well, anyway, those prisoners heard Paul and Silas. Well, there was an earthquake. All the chains fell off the prisoners. All the bars was open. And the jailer run in and said, oh, he'd fix to kill himself because he's responsible for them prisoners. And Paul and Silas told him, said, don't do yourself no harm. Say, we're all still here. All. Even the prisoners that heard them singing, they're all still there. And the, you know what the man asked Paul? He said, what must I do to be saved? You know what Paul told him? Tell you what to do. Hold what you got and go to Acts 16, verse 31. Lest we misquote the thing. Acts 16, 31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy household salvation. Did Paul tell him to get baptized? Did Paul tell him to repent? Did Paul tell him to confess your sins? You sure about that?
Yes.
Well, now, let's do something. Go back and let's look at Apollos. Go to Acts chapter 18 while you're this close. Now, Paul and Apollos, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Some say I'm of Paul, some of Apollos. Now, let's look at Apollos. I know what the Apostle Paul told me. Now, let's see what Apollos would have known. Acts chapter 18, verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scriptures, came to Ephesus. Did the man know the scriptures? You sure about that? That's what it said, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what happened. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Is that all he knew was the baptism of John?
Yeah.
Did it say he knew the scriptures? The same as the Lord, when Luke 24, he said, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. And then opened he their understanding in the scriptures. Just because the word scriptures in there don't mean this Romans to Philemon is included. You understand? They didn't have Romans to Philemon. They did not have a complete Bible like we have. We got a complete Bible now. Now, look what happens, though. Verse 26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. Well, you reckon what he's speaking? Would he have spoke what Paul spoke?
No.
He didn't know it. Hold your place here and go to Matthew chapter 3. Go to Matthew chapter 3. You know, I read these articles, and I told y'all the other day that when I got through last Sunday, I was going to put that thing I had in the garbage, and my daughter saw me when I threw it in the garbage. I started to shred the thing, but I'm afraid it might tear up my shredder. Verse 1, Matthew 3, verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Did he tell him to repent? Is John preaching repentance? Alright. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. In other words, John the Baptist. This is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Come to verse, for time's sake, verse 6. And we're all baptized of him in Jordan, doing what?
Confessing
their sins. Listen, beloved, if I got any sins to confess, I'm not believing that Jesus Christ died for all of them. You understand? Now, I'm not saying I ain't got no sins, because I'm like Paul. I'm the chief of sinners. Paul just didn't know me. I'm the chief of sinners. But I don't have any sins to repent of, because Christ died for them sins. You understand? Now, I'm not proud that I'm a sinner, but I've got the nature of Adam in me, and I just can't handle certain things. So, and just don't. You know, I read an article in the paper, in the Sound off here a while back, and it sounded like, I reckon some lady wrote this article. And she said, it's when they get to the red light and you don't move, somebody blows you at it, that's a sign of road rage. Well, I got road rage real bad. Don't get in front of me at a red light and sit there putting your lipstick on and crimping and reading your newspaper, and the light turns green and you sit there and everybody else is going and you holding me up. I'm going to blow at you, and if they didn't want me to blow at you, they wouldn't have put the horn on my vehicle. They could have saved a little bit of money and left the horn off of it. So, don't tell me I got road rage. I know I got it. So, now, go to Mark chapter 1. Let's look at what John was doing. Verse 4. John did baptize in the wilderness, preached the baptism of repentance for remission of sin. Did he preach baptism for forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got to understand now, this church here has not got forgiveness yet. So it can't go up. So it has to go down somewhere. God can't cast them into the lake of fire, because they were baptized. They believed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the key that Peter had to get into the kingdom of heaven. Their testimony, you'll find that over in the book of Revelation. They overcame the Antichrist by their losing their life and their testimony. What was their testimony? I believe that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. But not the church, the body of Christ, doesn't have that testimony. Our testimony says the same thing that Paul says, that Christ died for our sins. You understand? There's a difference. Now, look in where you hold it. Go back to Acts 18. Verse 26, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. Well, I know what Apollos would have been speaking. You understand? So I know what was preached before Paul come on the scene. Gospel of the kingdom. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them, and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Well, beloved, there's a more perfect way than that of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It is in Romans to Philemon, rightly divided. Now let's look at Peter. Go back to Luke 24. Go back to Luke chapter 24. You see, that's why we have already received the atonement. And you'll find that word in Romans chapter 5, verse 11. We have now received the atonement. Israel has not received the atonement yet. They're under the sacrifices back here, but the Lord's blood would be applied to them over here after the tribulation. He said, this is my covenant unto them, when I'll take away their sins. Ours are already taken away. They're gone. God can't see them. He sees his own blood. Acts 20, verse 28. Jesus Christ shed God's blood. Now, in Luke 24, now I'm going to start in verse 45 again. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning where? At Jerusalem. Now listen to me. I believe words mean what to say. Where was Peter to begin? In Jerusalem. Now if Peter knew something already before this, y'all know what he knew? Go with me to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, let's look at these 12 apostles here. We're going to read them, who they are. In verse 1, Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast out devils, to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. You know what? You know, it just irritates the... I have to be careful when I'm saying this thing being recorded, I think. It just irritates me to no end, I'll put it that way, that these Baptists claim that they are teaching discipleship classes. Disciples had the power to heal. We are not disciples. We are ambassadors. Did you see what you just read right here, verse 1? And when he had called on him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Well, why we got hospitals? Why didn't somebody lay hands on Bowery and heal her? Why don't somebody lay hands on me and heal me? I need healing. I'm fixing to have another birthday in another week or so, and I can tell it. I can tell I'm getting a little older. Things that I used to could do, I have to woe up on now. I better not do that. I'm losing my balance. I was up on the roof putting shingles on the other day, and I have to be very careful. My balance ain't no good no more, and I know it. I have to be very cautious. Now look at these people. Verse 2, now the names of the 12 apostles are these. Are these disciples apostles? You'll find that in Luke chapter 6. He called his disciples, and of his disciples he chose 12 and named them apostles. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lydius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas of Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles, any city of Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Did he send them to the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Yeah. How was the commission to go back to Luke 24, verse 47? Old Matthew 10, Luke 24, 47, and that repentance is Peter and them to preach repentance. And remission, are they to preach forgiveness? Is the word forgiveness and remission the same? No, it ain't. Forgiveness is over with. It's done with. Hey, I forgive you. Just don't worry about it no more. It's done. It's over with. We ain't going to discuss it no more. Now, remission, this might come back again. Y'all do know that, don't you? And that repentance and remission should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning where? At Jerusalem. All right, now, they told him, go back to Matthew 10. Matthew chapter 10. But go, verse 6, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, that's what they're going to do. Let's go over to I'm going to have to start in verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Did Jesus Christ send these 12? Did He suggest they go not in the way of the Gentiles? Now y'all just let it fall right there by the wayside. What word did I just use?
Suggest.
Suggest. No, He didn't suggest they don't go. He didn't say, well, you know, it'd be better off if you just went over here instead of going over yonder. He commanded them, go not in the way of the Gentiles. Suggest and command ain't the same. You know, somebody say, you know, I think I'll go over to Lower Sloboda. Well, you know, I suggest you not go that route. Go this route over here. This is a better route. Go this way. No, Jesus Christ commanded them. That's a command. Now, watch what happens in Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep amidst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils. They will scourge you in their synagogues. You shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Now listen, there ain't no need of you trying to play with the verse right there. If you don't study, if you don't read, the Holy Spirit will not bring nothing to your mind. This is theirs. They didn't have to worry about anything. When they were brought before governors, the Holy Spirit would give them what to say. Paul told you, till I come, give attendance to reading, exhortation, and doctrine. Why? So we'll have an answer. If you don't study, you won't have an answer. Now, watch what it says. Verse 20. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. The brother shall deliver up the brother to death. The father of the child and the children shall raise up against their parents, cause them to be put in prison, to put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now He did not say, because you believe that I died for you. It's in his name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And when they persecute you in this city, flee unto another. Now watch what He says. For verily, I say unto you, ye shall have not gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Now, did He tell Peter to begin at Jerusalem in Luke 24, verse 47? After His death, burial, and resurrection, He told Peter to begin at Jerusalem. Is Peter going to go over Jerusalem? Is he?
Yes.
Did Peter ever go over all Jerusalem?
I would think so.
Look what he said. Listen what he said in verse 23. But when they persecute you in this city, flee you to another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall have not gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. He's talking about the second coming. Hold your place and go to Acts 1. Go to Acts chapter 1. Now, Acts chapter 1, now he's Verse 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. That's as in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Well, we've been reading about what he told them to do. Now, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Where are they at? Jerusalem. Luke 24. Begin at Jerusalem. Where's Peter at? He's in Jerusalem. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, he, you have heard of me. In other words, they're to be baptized with the Spirit. Now, come over to verse 8. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem. Begin at Jerusalem.
Right.
And he said, you will not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Did Peter know he wasn't going to finish his ministry before the second coming? He sure did. Now, he said, verse 8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Go to Galatians chapter 2. Now, you can't miss it. Paul comes on the scene. He meets with Peter, and he tells Peter and them that gospel that was committed to him. It's called, we read it in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11, the glorious gospel which was committed unto me. And Paul did not get it from the 12. Now, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 6, but of those, Paul has gone up to Peter and them, and they call this the Jerusalem Council. But of those who seem to be somewhat, skip the parentheses, for they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me, but contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. Was Paul committed the gospel of the uncircumcision to the Gentile? Peter was committed to the Jews, wasn't he? Now, I'm going to show you that in just a minute. There ain't no doubt about it, where Peter was to go. Now, verse 9. And when James, Cephas, and that's Cephas, that's Peter, and John, who seen pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Did Peter make an agreement with Paul and Barnabas that he would not go to anybody but the circumcision? Well, you know what that does? Acts 1, Luke 24. Begin at Jerusalem. Begin at Jerusalem. Then there's a Samaria. Then the uttermost parts of the world. Peter made an agreement that he would not go to nobody but the Jews. Go to John chapter 21, and that's exactly what Jesus Christ told him. See, Peter didn't understand this thing until Paul come on the scene. Paul added this thing to him. John 21. This is after his resurrection. And when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Y'all know who the lambs are? They're sheep. They're sheep. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, commanded them, go not in the way of the Gentiles. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, verse 16. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. Well, we're not sheep. We're his body. Are you a sheep? No, we're not sheep. Those in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know who they are? They're the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is not a house. This is a body. Hebrews talks about a house. Whose house are we? Hebrews chapter 3. Whose house are we if we hold confidence and steadfast firm unto the end? End of what? End of the tribulation. Beloved, I don't have to endure to nothing. I can quit right now. Never open my Bible again, and I'm saved until the day of redemption. In Romans chapter 8, said there ain't nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, when Jesus Christ died for me at Calvary, he died for me just like I am. Whether you like it or not, it don't matter to me. Jesus Christ loves me, and regardless of what I do, his love never stops. And regardless of what people do, God don't stop loving. That's hard for us to get a grip on, ain't it? It sure is. Look what the Lord told him in verse 17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Do y'all have any problem showing anybody who a sheep is? What if somebody told you, what if somebody out of the denominational system, you're talking to them, and they say, well, we're sheep. What would you do?
Jeremiah. I'd go to Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 50. Look at it. Look at that. You can find them back there in 1 Samuel and other places, but Jeremiah 50 is a very good place for one time only to show somebody. You don't have to scatter them all over the book. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6. Well, let's start in verse 4. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come. They and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord their God. I suspect this is after the tribulation, after the time of their trouble and all. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant. In other words, he's going to make a covenant with them over there after the tribulation. A perpetual is means it never stops, okay? Now, verse 6, My people have been lost sheep. Well, who are we talking about in the context of verse 4? Israel. Go to verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep. Well, who are the sheep? It's Israel. Go not in the way of the Gentiles. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We are not under the marching orders of any of the 12 apostles. We're under the marching orders of Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. Consider what Paul says. You know Paul never calls you a sheep? Do you know Paul never references the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of Man? You know where you find the Son of Man? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John over here on the other side over here. They loved not their lives unto the death. They had a word of testimony. What is that word of testimony? This was the Son of God. As a Roman soldier, truly that was the Son of God. Standing there at the cross. He had never seen anybody just close their eyes and die. Just give up the ghost. He'd seen them suffer and hang there and die. But he'd never just seen anybody bow his head and give up the ghost. You want to try?
Not this morning.
I mean, that'd be the way to go.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
I mean, we're going to all leave here somewhere.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be nice just to say, Lord, this is my day, and we ain't going to do like these movie stars on these Indians. This old Indian, he gets his blanket and he goes out there and sits on the top of a mountain and starts meditating. He says, this is a good day to die, and he just sits in down. He may starve to death after a while if he don't go back and get something to eat. But you just can't give up your life. You can hold your breath, and you'll pass out, and your natural body's going to take right back over breathing again. Well, who do we follow? We follow the Apostle Paul, and to speak the same thing that Paul speaks. I don't speak the same thing the religious system speaks. If they don't speak what Paul speaks, I speak against them and I mark them. And it don't matter to me if they're Baptist, Catholic, Methodist. They ain't got nothing to do with who they are, what church they go to. It has to do with what they believe and what their testimony is. I appreciate you being here this morning. Good to see each and every one of you. Hope you have a good week.